We passed that when you make a bracha, when you say Baruch Hashem, you should have a kavan of what the end is going to be. Actually, the kach, that if a person said the bracha, thought he had a cup of wine, he was planning to say Boi Pri HaGofen, then he saw that it's apple juice. So he ends up shakal nibid vayu. He's only yoytzid, he's suffer. Only a suffer because he's yoytzid. You think, what's an apkimina? An apkimina, like there was a Muslim. There was a Muslim, somebody, the person started to say, he ate a meal, let's say he went to the bathroom, and he says, starts with a kavona of ashayotza. And he snapped, oh, I already said ashayotza. He wants to switch it to be a Muslim. Won't help. Because he had the wrong kavona by the prophet. Kavavan, it's only if he ate today's Zriya, which is a there was the Muslim to write. So Rabban, and then we go back to the rule of stuffing for office in the Hashem. That's a good hanhoga also. Chatzila, by every bracha, there was a shaka. We have a bunch of brachas. Before you start the bracha, pay attention to how you're going to end it. Describing the greatness of Kodesh Bracha in respect to that issue, respect that it gives us the ability to see, to walk, to shaman, food.